Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, friends. Hey, Anne-Marie, I was thinking, I feel like when I go to the grocery store these days, things are so much more expensive than they were just a few years ago.
That's totally true, Garrett. That is because of something called inflation. The price of everything all around the world is going up. Things cost more than they used to.
Right. It might cost more every year. But today, we're talking about prices changing by the minute.
By the minute, that is pretty fast. Usually the price of things changes over time.
Right. So why is that? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? That's what we'll talk about today. So let's jump into our first reading.
Dynamic pricing. More and more prices are changing hour by hour. Businesses have always set prices for goods and services based on a wide array of factors, including how much demand they expect, the prices their competitors charge, and the cost of production. But some of these factors can change rapidly, and today's technology allows businesses to change prices just as rapidly. This possibility has led many businesses to adopt a strategy called dynamic pricing, in which they adjust the prices of goods and services frequently. This model benefits businesses, and consumers may be able to use it to their advantage, but it also raises ethical and practical concerns.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 array 这个名词，意思是一系列或是大量。譬如 The foreign goods store had an impressive array of international foods and products for customers to purchase. 这家进口商品店有大量的国际食品与商品供顾客选购。如果在 array 的字首前加上 dis 就变成名词 disarray， 意思是混乱、凌乱。譬如 Sophia's schedule was in such disarray that she struggled to remember which tasks she needed to finish first. Sophia 的行程表很乱，她甚至不记得哪些工作该优先完成。跟 array 有相同字根的名词还有 arrangement，意思是安排或是布置。譬如 Nina admired the floral arrangement her friend created, noting how beautifully the colors complemented each other. Nina 很欣赏朋友创作的花卉布置，她注意到花色搭配得非常漂亮。
Prices are changing faster than ever, and that's thanks to something called dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing is the title of our article today. Let's read together, friends, to find out what this actually is. More and more prices are changing hour by hour.
All right, hour by hour. This little phrase just means something is happening or changing every hour or so.
For example, the storm grew stronger hour by hour. Now, we can use this phrasing for different amounts of time as well. You could say minute by minute, or day by day, or second by second.
Right. All of those, you're just saying one. You wouldn't say 3 minutes by 3 minutes.
Exactly. So you're just saying that something is changing about every period of that time.
All right, we continue. Businesses have always set prices for goods and services based on a wide array of factors.
All right, we see a term here that we need to define. It's that term services. Services are work done to help others.
All right, for example, delivery services bring packages home.
Okay, we read on here. So businesses have always set prices for goods and services based on a wide array of factors, including how much demand they expect, the prices their competitors charge, and the cost of production.
So there's a lot that goes into deciding how much something will cost, but some of these factors can change rapidly.
We see something else here that we need to talk about, friends. It's that word factors. These are things that influence a result.
For example, weather is one of the factors that influence the economy.
So we just saw a list of factors in this previous sentence. For example, demand, the prices their competitors charge, and the cost of production. So these are all factors that determine pricing for something.
And we continue on. Today's technology allows businesses to change prices just as rapidly.
Reading on, this possibility has led many businesses to adopt a strategy called dynamic pricing. Here we are, friends. This is the title of our article, and here's the definition. Dynamic pricing is changing prices regularly.
Right. For example, airlines use dynamic pricing for tickets. Now, this doesn't mean that someone is going in and changing the price of something like every day. Usually it means a computer program is constantly changing these things.
I see, and we see that more here in the last part of this section, friends. Dynamic pricing, in which they adjust the prices of goods and services frequently. This model benefits businesses, and consumers may be able to use it to their advantage, but it also raises ethical and practical concerns.
All right, so we'll talk about that a bit more later on in this article. But yes, this is good for businesses because often they can charge more.
Yeah, and we saw that example there where airlines are using this to change the prices of tickets. Is there another area where this is commonly done?
I think of things like ride-sharing apps, where the price of a kind of a taxi ride is constantly changing.
Yeah, depending on the time of day or how in demand that ride is in your area.
Absolutely. All right, so this is good for businesses, but consumers or customers might be able to use it to their advantage. We'll find out how in just a moment. Let's go to our next reading.
Dynamic pricing. With advances in computing, it is now feasible for businesses to adjust prices continually in response to ever-shifting factors. This helps companies to manage their inventories, lower prices when they need to use goods up, and raise prices when they can to maximize profits.
Maximize,意思是使最大化或是充分利用。譬如, Ariana tried to maximize her study time by creating a detailed schedule that helped her stay focused and organized. 为了充分利用读书时间, Ariana制定了详细的计划表来帮助自己保持专注与有条理。Maximize的形容词是 maximum, 意思呢是最大的或是最高的。譬如, To stay within the maximum weight allowed for luggage, Eli removed several heavy items from his suitcase. 为了使行李重量不超过规定的上限, Eli从行李箱拿出了几件重的物品。来学一个片语, maxed out, 它的意思呢是最大化或是达到极限。譬如, Megan felt completely maxed out after a long week of meetings, deadlines, and unexpected problems. 经过整周都是会议、截止日与突发状况, Megan感到彻底的精疲力尽。So
we know these companies are using dynamic pricing. Let's talk more about the reasons why they might want to use this.
Okay, let's read together, friends. With advances in computing, it is now feasible for businesses to adjust prices continually in response to ever-shifting factors.
All right, let's talk about some of those things. First of all, that word feasible. If something is feasible, it's possible to do it, maybe even easily.
Let's use feasible in a sentence. The plan is feasible with more help.
All right, so we talked about that word feasible, and we also said that there are ever-shifting factors. What do we mean by that?
Well, when we say that something is shifting, we're saying that it is changing position or direction.
Right, and if something is ever shifting, then it's constantly changing. Here's another example. Shifting sands cover many deserts.
So what is shifting here in our article? Well, these factors are shifting. Factors like we saw in the first section, friends, like demand for a product or production costs.
Right. Well, doing this helps companies to manage their inventories. Your inventory is the amount of goods that you have in stock, or it could be an actual list of those things.
Right. Many stores check their inventories weekly. They want to make sure how many things are left on their shelves and how many things have been purchased.
So dynamic pricing can help with managing inventories, lowering prices when they need to use goods up, and raise prices when they can to maximize profits.
Okay, let's talk about the idea of using something up. If you use something up, you finish or consume it completely until it's gone.
Here's another sentence with that. Don't use up all the paper, I need some.
You might say, I've used up all the toothpaste, we need to go buy more. So the idea here is that these companies have inventories. They have certain amount of things in their warehouses or on their shelves, and some of these products might go bad, like food. So they need to make sure that they use up those products. That could impact the price.
Yeah, in that case, they might lower the price. Well, we have more to learn, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive. Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The business savvy phrase, set prices. Okay, silly confession. I once ran a car wash as a kid out of my parents' garage, armed with a hose and bubbly soap. What did I charge? $5 for a shiny car, or 10 for the deluxe sparkle. That internal debate had me thinking for days. Turns out, even pretend businesses need that step. To set prices means to decide and fix the cost of goods or services. Businesses do it to make sure things are fair and profitable. We use set because it's like placing the price firmly in position, not letting it wiggle around. For example, the toy company set prices higher for their new robot because it had cool lights and sounds. Or, before the farmer's market started, Diego set prices for his fresh apples and oranges. Two more set phrases. To set a goal means to decide on something you want to achieve. For example, I set a goal to read 20 books this year and tracked it with stickers. Set the table is for preparing a meal. For example, Grandma asked us to set the table with plates, forks, and napkins before dinner. My car wash, I set prices too low and ended up soaked but smiling. Pricing's an adventure. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Dynamic pricing. The transportation industry has used forms of dynamic pricing for decades. Airlines offer lower prices on days when fewer people travel and raise prices as the travel date approaches. Uber's surge pricing, another form of dynamic pricing, increases the cost of rides at times when the most customers want to travel. But this also spurs drivers to accept jobs at these times, thus making more rides available. And now companies in other industries are using dynamic pricing as well.
Seeing how hard his teammates trained spurred Jason to push himself further than he ever had before. 看到队友那么努力训练，激励 Jason 比以往更加努力鞭策自己。Spur 当名词呢，是指刺激或是激励。譬如 ，The doctor's warning gave Nina the spur she needed to start prioritizing her health.医生的警告给了 Nina 所需的动力，让她开始重视自己的健康。片语 spur of the moment 的意思是临时起意的，一时冲动的。譬如 ，In a spur of the moment decision, Alex booked a weekend trip to the mountains to clear his mind. Alex 临时起意，预定了周末去山区的旅行，让自己整理一下思绪。That's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
Let's talk some more about the specific industries that might want to use dynamic pricing.
We're looking first at the transportation industry. The transportation industry has used forms of dynamic pricing for decades. A decade is quite a long period of time, friends. A decade is 10 years.
Right, so decades, we're saying multiple tens of years. Here's another sentence. Technology has advanced a lot over the last few decades.
So what I'm hearing here is that dynamic pricing is not new to the transportation industry.
It is not. Airlines offer lower prices on days when fewer people travel and raise prices as the travel date approaches.
This is definitely something I've used to my advantage before. When I'm going to fly somewhere, I check when it is cheapest to fly. I might change my travel dates based on airline prices.
Right, and like we saw, as you get closer to the date when you want to fly, those prices go up.
Exactly. Now, there's another common way that dynamic pricing is used, and that is with ride-sharing apps like Uber. Uber surge pricing, another form of dynamic pricing, increases the cost of rides at times when the most customers want to travel.
All right, and we had an interesting term in there, surge pricing. This is when prices are raised when demand is high.
Ride shares use surge pricing usually at times like night or when people are getting off of work.
Absolutely, because lots of people want to use those cars. Well, this is a kind of dynamic pricing, but this also spurs drivers to accept jobs at these times, thus making more rides available.
So this does benefit some people. It benefits the drivers who are looking to make more money. It benefits the customer because more rides are available, and it benefits Uber because they're making more money.
Right. The main drawback for the customer is that it's more expensive.
Exactly. Okay, let's learn more about this, friends. And now companies in other industries are using dynamic pricing as well. So it sounds like historically, it was usually transportation industries that were using dynamic pricing, but now it's other areas too.
Yes, and industries here means a certain type of business. You could talk about the tech industry or the food service industry.
Right. The tech industry has created many jobs in the past few years.
All right. So industries are using dynamic pricing as well. As well here just means also or to.
Let's use as well in a sentence. She sings and dances as well.
All right. So all these different industries are using dynamic pricing, and that's probably much easier now. Before, if you wanted to change prices all the time, It would just be too much work.
Technology has definitely helped with companies being able to do this.
All right, friends, we're not quite done yet, but right now, it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看名词逗号介系词加 which 加主词加动词。这个句型是非限定关系子句的一种，为前面的名词提供额外的描述或背景资料。前面必须用逗号与主句隔开。关系代名词 which 用来指称事物或概念，在关系子句中作为介系词的受词。介系词像是 in、with、to、for、on 等等，要放在关系代名词的前面，让句子语气更正式。来看一个例句 ：The old library in which I spent countless hours is scheduled for a renovation next month. 那座我曾经在其中度过无数时光的老图书馆，预计下个月进行整修。
Friends, as we've talked about dynamic pricing today, it has reminded me of a situation that I ran into just last week. And I don't know if this is exactly an example of dynamic pricing, but it's definitely something I hadn't run into before.
All right. Well, hopefully it is not a sad story.
It's a little bit sad.
Okay.
So here's what happened. I went on one of my favorite clothing apps to order new pants. And I was very excited. I found the pants that I wanted. They were on sale. They were in my size. I put them in my cart. Now, after I put them in my cart, I had a problem with my credit card. So I had to re-enter the information. Well, when I hit the button to buy the pants, it said suddenly one of the pairs was out of stock.
Okay.
And I thought that was kind of odd because it had been sitting in my cart for a while. And then I talked to my friend in the States, and she said what a lot of companies are doing now is they are putting limits on the amount of things that can be bought at a certain price. When that item has been bought at that certain price, they stop putting it on sale and they say it's out of stock, even though they have it in stock. They just don't want people to buy it at that price.
That is interesting. I am always confused when I go shopping online and everything says there are only two or three left in stock. It seems like they'd have a lot more inventory.
Definitely. And the thing that confuses me here is that she said if you want to buy things at a certain price that's advertised, you have to buy it first thing in the morning.
Okay.
You have to actually pay attention to the time that thing is being sold. So I guess this is kind of like dynamic pricing or surge pricing based on the time of day people are purchasing things.
I guess. To me, it seems like it's good for these businesses. They can make a lot of money and deal with their inventory well. But for customers, it's just confusing and expensive.
Definitely. Yes. And I'm not sure that customers really benefit from these type of things. Have you ever run into any other types of dynamic pricing or surge pricing in other places?
Well, for me, the biggest time I see it is when using something like Uber, and it always confuses me how you can constantly refresh and the price just keeps changing.
Yeah, it is interesting. I've also gone side by side with my husband's phone and my phone, and sometimes the prices are also different.
That is strange. They're able to get a lot of our data and look at all those factors to decide prices.
We're not done talking about this topic, friends. If you have an example of how this has happened to you before, we want to hear about it. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the second half of our lesson. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.